EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and thanks for joining us. It's 12:33 on a beautiful day here in Oshkosh.
I'm Paul Predecker.
And joining us on the phone today, we have Karen Taylor, who has a book out, Two Steps from Glory. Karen, are you on the phone?
I am. Good afternoon.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. So I understand you're in Chicago?
I am.
Excellent. And what can you tell us about your book, Two Steps from Glory?
Well, the book was written by my father, Major Welton I. Taylor, who was a liaison pilot with the 93rd Infantry Division in the South Pacific during World War II. And Dad poured his heart and soul into his book, recounting all kinds of stories about training that the liaison pilots had to go to, the kinds of missions they flew, the racial confrontations that occurred because the 93rd Division was an all-black division. There were two all-black divisions fielded during the war, the 92nd and the 93rd. The Army was strictly segregated during World War II, and so black pilots and black enlisted men kept having confrontations they weren't expecting to have. They expected to have confrontations with our official enemies, the Germans and the Japanese, but they found that they, because of Jim Crow laws, which were adhered to in the Army as well, they were forced to deal with racial segregation on base and abroad. And so Dad covers all that quite candidly, but he does it all with wit, humor, and passion. My father was a brilliant man, but the kind of guy who might have been wearing a lampshade on his head at a party because he was so fun-loving. And so instead of talking about this in anger, he talks about the irony of it all. And so we've been getting great reviews on Amazon. We're getting almost all 5-star reviews. And in fact, one guy wrote recently that he couldn't believe all those 5-star reviews, and he thought, that can't be true. But then he read the book, and he wrote that, yes, Dad's book did I can't think of the word right.
Measure
now.
Up.
Measure up, exactly. Thank you. That it was as good as it had been said it was, and he recommended it to everyone. So,
and Karen, for our audience, can you tell us what is a liaison pilot?
A liaison pilot was a daredevil pilot of World War II. The liaison pilots flew tiny fabric-covered airplanes right into enemy fire. Their job was to fly over the battlefield, spot the enemy troops and the anti-aircraft guns, radio in the coordinates to field artillery, and send artillery shells raining down on the enemy's heads.
So that's very important but very dangerous activity.
Extremely dangerous because these planes were only able to fly about 85 miles an hour, so they were flying low and slow. They couldn't fly very high. And so that meant they were really sitting duck. And the guys who flew them were really, really had nerves of steel to be able to do that. And as the war wore on, battlefield commanders began to realize that these planes were so versatile. Because they flew low and slow, they could land anywhere, cow pastures, dirt roads, beaches, mountaintops. And so as the war wore on, battlefield commanders started asking them to not just direct artillery fire, but to direct naval fire from naval ships offshore, to deliver food, medical supplies, and water to troops pinned down at the front. They even skimmed the treetops like birds to unspool telephone wire, because this was in an era before sat phones and unmanned drones. And our liaison pilots were our eyes in the skies, and they could unspool telephone wire so that the battlefield commanders who were at the rear guard could communicate with the frontline troops. They even, because they could land anywhere, were sent in behind enemy lines to rescue downed fighter pilots and to evacuate the wounded. So they did just about everything imaginable. And because of them, tens of thousands of American lives were saved.
Of course. Karen, I'm curious about the title, Two Steps from Glory. What does that refer to?
That refers to the fact that my dad felt that being in the 93rd Division, his unit was always two steps behind the real action. There had been a decision made at the highest levels of the War Department that blacks were not fit for combat and that the 93rd Division would never be sent into direct combat on the front lines. So the 93rd Division wound up skipping and jumping across the islands in the South Pacific, doing what they called mop-up action. As the war moved across the Pacific, the Japanese would evacuate islands when the Marines landed, but they often left some of their own troops behind. And Dad's unit wound up coming in, building the bases, building the airfields, building the hospitals and the camps, and finding that there were Japanese soldiers still in the jungle that would come into the camp and steal food or attack people. In fact, my father tells a story in his book about waking up in the middle of the night to see a naked Japanese soldier standing at the foot of his bed. And I won't tell you what happened. You know, you'll find out if you read the book. But there were incidents like that all the time. And my father was very frustrated, as were the other black soldiers, because they felt they weren't really getting into the real action, and they were always two steps behind the war. And so that's where the title came from.
It's very interesting. Were there some challenges in doing the research for this book, or did you have everything you needed?
Well, my dad was sort of a fountain of information. He wrote the book, I edited, and then designed the physical book and published it. But it's really his stories, his experience, and he covers everything from the kind of training that liaison pilots went through, which was very rigorous, and not everybody survived it, literally. I think 7 planes crashed during training that my father happened to witness, where both the student pilot and the instructor were lost. But he covers all of that. He covers the kinds of missions that the pilots did. And even though the 93rd Division wasn't right on the front lines, the liaison pilots for the 93rd Division wound up doing some of the same types of missions that pilots who were in direct combat did. And so he covers that. He covers the racial confrontations. Dad called it fighting the Civil War, small c, small w. And he also talks about the encounters they had with the enemy, and there were quite a few. And one thing that people may be interested to know is that there were close to 2,900 liaison pilots trained during World War II. Only 55 of them were African American. 4 of those 55 trained at the Army's established liaison training schools in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and Denton, Texas, and my father was one of those. But the remaining 51 black liaison pilots actually trained at Tuskegee, which is a fact that even the Tuskegee Airmen didn't know until recently, because the Tuskegee Airmen were fighter pilots and bomber pilots, and they were training for a different mission. They were also, for the most part, Army Air Force cadets, whereas all of the liaison pilots were field artillery officers, and as the military does, they segregate the officers from the enlisted men. So they ate in a different mess hall, they slept in different barracks, and they were in different classes, flying different types of airplanes and flying off of different airstrips. So their paths really didn't cross, but my dad knows all about them because 14 of the Tuskegee-trained liaison pilots were assigned with him to the 93rd Division. And in fact, his co-pilot, Leander Hall, was a Tuskegee-trained liaison pilot. So Dad tells his stories and theirs in Two Steps from Glory.
Now, you've referred to your father in the past tense, so I'm assuming he's passed away. But when did he write this book, and when was it published?
Dad started writing it when he was about 84 or 85, and we debuted it at Air Venture 2012 in the Tuskegee Airmen's booth, and Dad looked forward to going to Oshkosh every year, and we had been at Oshkosh 2 years and had been selling the books at a rapid clip when he said he didn't feel well and he wanted to go home. And I knew then that something was really wrong because Dad would never leave Oshkosh early otherwise. And as it turned out, he had cancer and he was gone 3 months later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He died 11 days shy of his 93rd birthday. But I have been very fortunate to have been invited back up to Oshkosh every year since by the Tuskegee Airmen and have been selling the book in Dad's absence ever since. And in fact, those of you who are interested in purchasing it can get it from either the Warbirds bookstore or the main EAA bookstore. Both are carrying Dad's book at this point.
And for our listeners who aren't actually here on the field, mm-hmm. if they're interested in a copy of the book, how can they get a copy?
Well, they can get either a print copy or an ebook from Amazon, And if they just want an e-book, they can also get that from Barnes & Noble or the iBookstore, Kobo Books, and quite a few others. So we did both a print book and an e-book. Both are available pretty much everywhere.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us and telling us the stories of your father and the challenges that he has gone through, both fighting the Civil War, as he put it, small c, small w. And we hope that you'll come back and talk to us in the future. We've been talking to Karen Taylor, author with her father with Two Steps from Glory, and you're listening to EAA Radio.